Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I still have a lot of news and information to kind of get through. And, you know, it just keeps on piling up because it seems like every day somebody stupid does something stupid. And so sometimes we can't report on all of it. But what we do want to report on are those things that are blatant violations of the Constitution so that we can kind of get you to say, you know what, this is enough. This is just getting out of hand. I do have a call, and I'm trying to reach out to the good governor of Alabama so that I can make sure that they're informed with the fact that there is no federal court jurisdiction over abortion. So that when somebody says, we want to sue you and drag them into federal court, they can challenge the federal court's jurisdiction and go, just because you had cases in your court doesn't mean you had jurisdiction. You violated the jurisdiction based on the Constitution, because clearly there is no enumerated power regarding health or regarding enumerated power. Now, let's be clear. The Bill of Rights are nugatory rights placed upon the federal government that they can't pass laws that deny individual privileges and or immunities. There is nothing in the Bill of Rights that declares anything on privacy. It's illegal search and seizure. And so you can even challenge the fact that they don't have any jurisdiction on the Bill of Rights as well. So anywho, let me kind of dive forward, because there is a lot of stuff and I kind of want to breeze through it as fast as I can. Because starting Monday, I want to go through the argument for Republic Review and the process and so forth. And so what we're going to do on Monday is, if there's, you know, something that's really flaming hot, which I doubt, what we'll do is we'll get into those important segments, that important information that we can just dive into the argument for Republic Review, as well as the process. And so break out your pen and paper or go to reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on the homepage. We'll be going through those bullets and I'll be talking about the supporting documents that prove each of these things. That way, as people talk to you about it, you can become a subject matter expert. It cannot rely upon one person. There are other people that are becoming subject matter experts on this. And unfortunately, it seems like every time I start working with people directly, you know, to supporting the cause, it seems like they want to go down a bent or they want to take it in a direction that we don't have time. It has never been my focus to go down any of those paths. And so it's like, what the heck are we doing here? I have no need or no business to travel or traverse this terrain or territory. So anyway, let me, like I said, I want to dive through. Hey, I've told you, and I try to tell you every day, the listen number is 605-562-4209. If you cannot listen to the podcast while it's airing and you want to catch it, you can always dial that number and you will be able to tune in to some pretty good audio without having to stream with your data rates going sky high. I think we're going to get to a point, though, where data rates on phones is going to become unlimited like it originally was. And then they said, oh, well, we don't have the bandwidth. Let me do some groveling real quick. You know, we need support. There's different ways you can support us. Listening to the show is one of the ways. or if you want to get directly involved, if you want to become a leader, send us an email. We've got a few people now in a lot of different states. Why don't you give us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Why wait? Why wait till the end of the year? Somebody may actually, you know, beat you to it. And it may be somebody that, you know, it might be your arch rival, your nemesis. So maybe you should, you know, get off the couch, get involved immediately so that you can, you know, avoid having to work with somebody that just rubs you wrong. Anyway, another way you can support us is you can support our sponsors by buying your coffee from Red State Coffee. They sell grind and whole bean. Just go to the ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website and it'll take you to eBay. You'll be able to buy this premium Red State coffee and enjoy your Red State Talk radio. There's other ways, such as our social, or actually it's crowdfunding, not social media funding. It's crowdfunding and it's on GoFundMe, Reclaiming the Republic. And the link for that is also on the homepage of ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I also support the Constitution Club heavily. I mean, Keith Broders and what he does, getting involved in educating the masses, getting involved in helping and doing things that a lot of other people just aren't willing to do. The fact that he's trying to challenge and get the 17th Amendment rescinded, that is huge. Go join the Constitution Club by going to constitutionclub.ning.com, N-I-N-G.com. And that way you can sign up, go register yourself in your state and your county, and before you know it, you'll be leading right there on Constitution Club as well. I also highly recommend you get involved with Our First Right, ourfirstright.org. So go check out those good folks there that are trying to pass Madison's one amendment that never got ratified. Get involved with that. Now, as I always do, I've looked through the news. I cannot find any sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And so with that, that means we're going to have to do this. And I'm telling you, it is the antithesis of logic for anyone or anything that is in power to just willingly surrender that power. So that means we're going to have to do it, and we may have to apply force. But this time, the force that we need will not have to come from the barrel of a rifle or any type of weapon. We'll be able to use the Constitution as our weapon and as our shield, and we will be able to reclaim our republic. It's that simple. Red Pill Expo, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that's going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. So if you're not already planning on being there, hurry up. Get off the dime. What are you waiting for? And so let me dive into some of the topics that are the topic du jour, and or I should say hopefully some motivating topics that will get you at least impassioned enough to where you will say, I've got to get involved. If you can't tell, we are being invaded. And I know Trump has come down and said he wants to change, you know, our immigration policies and laws and so forth. And unfortunately, that doesn't fall under the executive's, you know, role, responsibility, and power. That is Congress's power. That's why it is critical that we try to take the House back. Just remember, that we're fighting this thing called the school system and the indoctrination system. And they control the narrative. They have a monopoly on it, and there's a real mountain to climb. But I believe it's just a matter of putting things in context and marketing these things correctly. Now, what I had heard just yesterday or the day before, New Mexico, and a friend of mine just moved there. He's part of the militia about a year ago. They've called the militia off. They've also called the, I think it's the National Guard. And actually, I've got a story on this. But the fact is that about 1,000 illegals are crossing that small border of New Mexico a day. Just New Mexico. We're not talking about Texas. which is, has a huge part of the border, or Arizona, or California. We're only talking about New Mexico. Go look at the size of the border right there in New Mexico. It's the smallest of the states. So my point is that as you start looking at what the heck's going on and why is it 1,000 people are just coming into New Mexico, it is getting so bad that G. Edward Griffin has pointed out that, and if you get the need-to-know news, you'll get this, but they are now busing these immigrants up to Denver. In other words, they're fast-tracking. They're actually intervening in a federal responsibility of tagging and making sure these people, and that's why we need to stop this. The Constitution guarantees that we will not be invaded, and the federal government is doing everything they can to allow us to be overrun so that they can flip America into a democracy. The people coming here have no understanding of our constitutional republic. There's no vetting being done. These folks, as soon as they get across the border, congratulations, here's a bunch of money, get on this bus, and we're sending you up to Denver. Here's the thing that ought to be scaring everybody in the red states next to Denver, such as Wyoming, Utah, such as the Dakotas, Kansas, Nebraska, and so forth. What they should be very concerned about is the fact that what is coming into Denver can easily be bussed into their state next. And so we'll talk about what their attorney general should be doing. And this is where the red states need to start banding together over the constitutional issues and fighting back this progressive agenda. So we'll be right back and talk about the attorney generals right after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so the attorney generals in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, so forth and so on, Oklahoma, all these attorney generals ought to be suing California as well as New Mexico for not abiding by the federal laws and by interjecting themselves
into the immigration process where they have no constitutional responsibility. That has been, if you want to say it has been migrated over as of the 1808 clause within the Constitution, states are no longer allowed to immigrate or manage that. That has gone under the federal government, period. And as a matter of fact, these states are obligated per the Constitution to help suppress any type of invasion, period. And so, get this message. And as a matter of fact, you need to start engaging. I'm asking you to get engaged on this one issue by sending a note to Donald Trump at the White House. Just go to whitehouse.gov and contact him. They've got a little text form that you can actually send a message to Donald Trump. Tell him that this is an invasion in accordance to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, and he needs to use the necessary powers. If Congress fails to do their duty, because Congress is supposed to declare either war or they're supposed to call up the militia, and because Congress is failing to do that, he needs to execute his authority in crisis because Congress has failed and abdicated their responsibility. And as a matter of fact, he should be going after every single Democrat in office with the 14th Amendment, Section 3, basically committing moral perjury because they're allowing this invasion to occur. He needs to start having a real open and honest dialogue with the American people saying, our Constitution did not allow this nation to just be a welcome mat and to be overran by any nation. We have a right to protect and we have a responsibility to protect our borders as well as our culture. We need your help. Start getting involved. Start sending these messages out to your attorney generals, out to your governors, out to the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. Start letting people know this is a direct violation of Article 4, Section 4, as well as how the Constitution was defined during the ratification debates. Anyway, I don't want to linger on this topic all day. We've lingered on this a lot, but I do want to tell you, and I've said this before, as Trump is unveiling this transformation of U.S. immigration, the Democrats aren't going to go along with this. And like I said, he doesn't have the authority. So with that, I think it's a moot issue. But what he does have is he does have emergency authority to call upon the National Guard if Congress fails to do it. I believe that was a part of the War Powers Act in the 60s or what have you, 60s or 70s, where they gave the president that ability to do that. He should call upon the militia and the National Guard. And oh, by the way, he needs to reinstitute the support of the militia because this is precisely why we need a militia. And actually, he should also call upon the other states to get involved in trafficking of humans because obviously New Mexico is now trafficking humans across illegal humans, illegal aliens across their state boundaries. I hate this crap. No human is illegal. What kind of crap is that? If you have immigration laws, if you have borders, every country has this inherent right. And these people are trying to destroy this country. If they want to open all borders, open all the other borders first before we open up America. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're out to destroy us. Now, I want to talk a lot about this Alabama abortion law and how the states are starting to take back their sovereignty. Now, you've probably heard that AOC, or Oso the Communist, has come right out and lied and said all sorts of blatant, fictitious lies about the fact that they're going after and mischaracterizing what's going on in Alabama. The good thing is that she has been called out. And the question I have is, what will be the ramifications of all of this garbage that also the communists has been trying to pull from the new Green Deal to her lies, all of these antics that have been racking up since she took office this year. Will this affect her ability to be reelected? Let's find out how hard up and how stupid the congressional district is in the state of New York that actually elected her for the first term. Are they dumb enough to re-elect this communist? Are they? And if so, you have to start questioning parts of this country and going, if you don't understand what country you live in and your responsibilities of supporting and protecting the Constitution, then, maybe you should be shipped out to a country that actually adheres to the types of things you want to do. Like, go to the EU. They have open borders. You go live there. Enjoy life there. Oh, if you're a woman, then make sure you carry, you can't carry a gun because they don't have those kind of laws there. So make sure you're at least guarded by somebody, because there's a high likelihood in Europe now that if you're a woman by yourself at nighttime or what have you, you have a good probability of being accosted and molested and so forth. Anywho, let me move on. G. Edward Griffin, in his Need to Know News, came out with this article regarding the New Mexican Democratic governor. And he said earlier this year, Governor Grisham withdrew 118 National Guard troops from the New Mexico border with Mexico, while castigating Trump for fear-mongering over mass immigration. The deluge of immigrants or migration was too much for New Mexico to handle, so Grisham is now transporting the illegal migrants by bus to Denver. Her office has paid $4,000 for a bus transport to transport 55 Central American asylum seekers to Denver, to the cost of New Mexican taxpayers of $73 a person. The question is, who are they fast-tracking? This goes back to another conversation. I want to get into that. These illegals may be getting shipped into other states like Wyoming and the Dakotas, like I have said. I spoke to Aaron Tilbury, and I've had him on the show before. He is a hero because here's a guy that goes after sex traffickers, and he actually runs the Jonah. The Jonah Project is an advocacy organization where they go in and or they open their doors. They tell girls, they tell boys, they tell people, because this affects all different ages and every gender. If you're trapped, come to us. We will help you. And so he has like 200 and some odd people that they're saving and helping. And this is just in Little Spokane, Washington. He has been traveling across the country. He's been helping other people. He's working with other advocacy groups and so forth. He is telling me that if you believe you live in an area that is not affected by sex trafficking and child sex trafficking, then you are sadly mistaken. As I told you, in this very conservative town where there's a lot of good Christians here, I think he was telling me, and I'm gonna interview him again in the next week or so, and I believe he was telling me that 1,300 or 2,300, 2,500 kids in the Spokane area are involved in sex slave trade. In other words, these kids don't know how to get out. They've been trapped. Some of them are still living at home, and their parents are completely clueless. If you want to understand, if you want people to start looking and understanding how to identify what the heck's going on, what are the warning signs if your kid might be being abused, talk to Aaron. Reach out to them. They're on Facebook, and it's the Jonah Project. Go look them up. But the thing is, as G. Edward Griffin pointed out, there are immigrants or illegals or bad players that are stealing and then selling these kids to adults where they get fake birth certificates and so forth, and they come across the border And then as soon as they get across the border and they've got access to go join their MS-13 gang or whatever their machinations are in coming to America to corrupt or live off of the corruption, what do they do with that kid? They probably sell that kid or getting paid a handsome fee by giving that kid to sex trafficking. And I'm telling you that this is a very evil situation that we're dealing with. There's nothing good about this. We need to shut. The best way to shut this down is annex Mexico and all of Central America. Stop there, and then we'll start considering South America too. And what I mean by annex it, make it a territory and tell them they better get their act together. Excuse me, they better get their act together. And they better start having a good plan on the table to talk about becoming a state of the United States, because obviously they've just been failing big time. And most of these, like Mexico and others, I mean, they want to be a part of the state. That's why they're coming here. If not, then seal your borders and make life great again in your countries, because we're not going to win the other way. So let's get them to actually do their job or actually get the people to revolt. But I'm out of time for this segment, so we'll be right back talking about some good news. So we'll be right back after this. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so as I was in break here real quick, it just seemed to me like we're rapidly approaching this Sodom and Gomorrah and actually going beyond how evil Sodom and Gomorrah was. Not just America, but the entire world. If you really look at what the heck's going on, from live organ harvesting, sex trafficking, and so forth, and perversion enablement as well as protection. Anyway, let's get to some good news. G. Edward Griffin has reported that Ratio Christi, a Christian group that aims to strengthen Christianity and discourse on campuses, won their lawsuit against the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, forcing the school to recognize the group as an official student organization. The original legal complaint against the university claimed that the administrators told students that they could not require their group leader to be a Christian who shares their mission, violating the students' rights of free association. That's what protected the Boy Scouts. But the homosexual group went out to devastate them, and they were successful in doing that. This is a little bit different because this is a club that's going to be setting up on campuses. So this is good news that they're winning on these concepts of free association. This is exactly what the homosexuals and all these other evil groups had done in setting up their clubs and associations on school campuses. So anyway, thought you could use some good news and how the Constitution actually does protect us as well if we start using it. U.S. District, another G. Edward Griffin need to know news story here. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Pittman, an appointee of Barack Obama, ruled against a law in Texas that would prevent the state from doing business with companies that supported the boycott of goods from Israel. So in other words, states cannot not award contracts to companies that have promoted boycotts for political activism. The court ruled that such a law violates freedom of speech and threatens to manipulate the public debate through coercion rather than persuasion. This is exactly what I've been saying regarding the radicals that shut down organizations and go after places of business, such as venues or what have you. If you're going to have those people show up there, we're going to shut you down. Those people are committing a fraud, as well as extortion, as well as vigilante justice. And I'd like to see these folks, because based on the exact same principle that I'm reading here, they are committing a crime, these folks are. The states cannot pass laws that can go after somebody for freedom of speech. And anybody that is going after a business or an entity, they need to be reported. You need to start pressing charges against these people. What kills me is a local place called Players and Spectators is the venue. It's like a bowling alley, and they put on events. And they were threatened. And what kills me is that organizations like this one did nothing to try to protect their freedom of and their civil rights of operating a business, and should be able to be free of being threatened in injustice and vigilantism, as well as extortion. They should have pressed charges. They should have gone, they couldn't have gone to the county sheriff, because the sheriff is corrupt in Spokane. However, they could have gone to the city police. Well, no, they couldn't have, because the city police actually contracts out to the county sheriff. Well, so maybe they should have gone to the Washington State Patrol, or maybe they should go to, the FBI is unconstitutional. So maybe they should go to the attorney general. Yeah, that would probably be the best way to go, or the district attorney for the city. But anyway, let me just move on. There's been a lot of move regarding abortion in a lot of states. And so states like Alabama, Ohio, Arkansas, and others need to know the limitations of jurisdiction. They need to understand that when the federal court says you got to come and defend yourself, the states need to stand up, poke them in the eye, and say, show me in the Constitution where you have jurisdiction over abortion. And that's what you'll get is silence. There is nothing in the Constitution that has enumerated the federal government in protecting the killing of babies. Senator Warren has released a plan today aimed at protecting abortion rights amid mounting Republican efforts to reverse or chip away, as she's calling it, at the historic Roe v. Wade court decision. I am here to tell you that Senator Warren and all of these folks that want to raise the banter and dialogue about, women's rights and these types of things, and they want to use the federal government as the thugocracy of enforcing their unconstitutional laws, We need to start waking up. We need to start applying that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which is committing moral perjury. You take an oath to support the Constitution, then shut your mouth if you don't understand what it is you're saying, or you could get yourself in trouble. And what Warren is doing, if she actually starts to push forward plans in protecting abortion and getting it embedded into the Constitution without going through the Article 5 process, then she is guilty of violating the Constitution. Anybody that supports efforts that is not the codified, and I'm using this in the proper text, the systematic process within the Constitution, the codified process in the Constitution called the Article 5 Amendment process, and they try to go through other means, such as passing laws and using edicts, using the court, then they are violating the Constitution as well as Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Strip their public service away from them and let's shut them down. Get them out and they'll never be able to do this again. Also in the news, say goodbye to enlightenment here in America and say hello to sexual fascism. As you understand, enlightenment is a good, disciplined society that puts aside carnal interest and self-satisfaction and those types of things for the interest of all in trying to elevate society to higher levels of consciousness, education, and so forth. Instead of just chasing what feels good, instead of just doing, you know, what feels good or getting involved in addictive behavior. That is the antithesis of, or the exact opposite of enlightenment. Enlightenment is about trying to get your, you know, trying to get all your cylinders firing, trying to get yourself in maximum operations and productivity and so forth. Getting involved and becoming, you know, and spending your whole life being focused on transgender morphine and all, this is all debasing society. So say goodbye to enlightenment and say hello to sexual fascism. The Democrats in the House approved a sweeping anti-discrimination legislation today that would extend civil right protections to LGBT, that would extend civil right protections. And by the way, what they're doing is they're violating the Constitution. They can't just pass a law. As I have told you, even the Civil Rights Act is unconstitutional outside of the District of Columbia. The federal government has no authority to dictate and mandate civil rights laws. They can't do it. It is not within the Constitution. It is not an enumerated power in going after and protecting groups and demographics and so forth, genders and so forth. It's one thing if there's slavery. It's one thing if there are people that are being denied their individual privileges. The 14th Amendment's already taken care of that. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to select and go after and try to support and elevate one group over another. And so bottom line, this whole act is called the Equality Act, and it has nothing to do with equality, and it has everything to do with basically going after anybody that disagrees with this or considers that stuff sins or considers that stuff, let's just say, evil. You can call these things whatever you feel like you want to call them, as long as you're not violating obscenity laws by using expletives and so forth. You have a right of expression and what they're doing, and you have a right of association, and what they're doing is they're trying to ram this crap down our throats and enforcing our republic to become obsessed. And that's what they're allowing, that we're becoming obsessed over sexual orientation and over this crap. Are you kidding me? America's got way too many more important things to do. Sexual orientation and gender identities, this is what they're saying, this is what the House is saying, deserves full civil right protections in the workplace and in every education, housing, credit, jury service, public accommodations, and so forth. Are you kidding me? Really? I'm having a hard time understanding why all of a sudden we want to go after protecting. I mean, it's one thing for somebody to do something to someone and commit a crime, because most all of these things are covered under basically the penal code. We will be back. I will finish on this when we come back. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic, as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So I just want to ask you to take a second and go read the preamble to the Bill of Rights. The federal government was formed to do very specific things. That was it. They were not given the nanny responsibility. They were a subordinate to the states. They were to do very specific things, such as national security, protect our borders, maintain and have a uniformity of immigration, and so forth. They were not given the power to start dictating religion, or any types of expressions. As a matter of fact, if you read the preamble of the Bill of Rights, where they wanted further limitations on the federal government. They didn't want the federal government to become the limiter of all states and people. It was the reverse. And so the federal government was constrained even specifically by the Bill of Rights, so that the federal government could not pass any law that would inhibit the religious expression, speech, or establishing a religion. And what they're doing now in dictating, you can't say this and these people are protected, they can't pass any laws to do that. That's not within the Bill of Rights, and that goes against the whole concept of the Bill of Rights. Nowhere in the Constitution were they given the enumerated power to choose and dictate who can be discriminated, who can't be, and so forth. They are tied to very limited powers. So, folks, what is it going to take? When is it that you're going to actually step up and step out and get involved? They're going to we're quickly going to a point where they're going to shred our Constitution and they're going to dictate every facet of our lives, because right now the argument is they're already controlling almost every facet of our life already. Why not give them the rest? And when we do, we will rue the day. You will rue the day, especially those of you who are not doing a thing. If you're not lifting a finger, then you have blood on your hands, because as far as I'm concerned, you're equally culpable. If you're not a part of the solution, then you are a part of the problem. I would highly recommend you go and look at how absurd this law is, as well as how pernicious this concept is. And even though the president won't pass it, remember, they couldn't get Hillary Care passed. And it only took a few years before we got nationalized health care, and now the chanting for single-payer system, so they can destroy America financially. Are you kidding me? This is not something that is, you know, no threat to this. It will not go away, and it will haunt us until they have actually implemented every facet of this. Okay? So let me move on. Go do the research on this, folks. Hopefully this one thing will get you involved, because this is clearly a violation of the Constitution. And this is going well outside the concepts of the Bill of Rights as well. G. Edward Griffin in the Need to Know News also talked about China and how China revealed that as of March. Now, you got to remember, last year, China started rolling out this social credit system that I reported on. And they're planning on having this fully implemented in 2020. So J. Edward Griffin, in his Need to Know News, reported that the social credit system has blocked an unspecified number of citizens from buying over, now get this, 23 million airplane, train, and bus tickets. In other words, people that were considered bad people, they were blocked from being able to buy any type of tickets to going on international travel or what have you. It blocked over three times the number of plane tickets as train tickets, suggesting the government is suppressing international travel and even domestic travel. Interesting. So they're not done with this, and we're just beginning to see how this is actually going to be rolled out. China is set to complete the implementation of the system, as I just said, in 2020. As the date approaches, the government's propaganda arms have escalated its promotion as necessary to live in a civilized society. Remember, I told you that they have to use propaganda to start vilifying good things so that people will embrace bad things. And so last week, the Chinese Communist Youth League released a music video titled Live Up to Your Word. You get this? Live Up to Your Word, featuring well-known Chinese actors and musicians who cater to a teenage audience. This is Plato's Republic at its best. The song in the video urged listeners to be a trustworthy youth and give thumbs up to integrity by abiding by the rules of the Communist Party. While it did not explicitly say the words social credit system, observers considered it in a way to promote the behavior rewarded in social credit points. I'm throwing this out here, my friends. Britain and Australia have begun implementing this monitoring system, not the social credit system yet, but they're implementing the Big Brother monitoring system with facial recognition and all those types of things. Big Brother is growing exponentially, and it is growing fast. I was having a conversation with somebody that supports a very specific thing, a vaccine, I think it's just health. health rights and religious exemptions, those types of things. And as I was pointing out, there's a lot of you that may believe that they're going to chip us. Even Nick Rockefeller says, we want to chip everybody. They don't need to chip you. They don't need to. They have the ability to monitor, and they've already tied everything you do with your accounts and everything else. You already surrender yourself. And as a matter of fact, the only thing you haven't surrendered is your biological, or I should say, what is that, your fingerprint, your facial ID scan, and all of that, biometrics. I'm not sure if you know this, but your kids in school have already been mapped because they've already registered your kids' biometrics. Did you know this? You live in California? Your kids have already been entered into the system, and now they're going to be tracked for the rest of their lives because that's a part of the mandating with Common Core. Isn't that great? So your kids have already been a part of and have been assimilated into this. They're doing this without their consent. What'll end up happening is the rest of you will willingly volunteer and register your biometrics with the government. And in doing so, you will be, I consider this tantamount to being marked or taking on the mark of the beast. If you understand, most people think, oh, it's going to be a chip. You're going to risk. No way. As a matter of fact, by going down this path, they can convince you to say, hey, we're not chipping you. We're only biometrics registering you. You have to willingly surrender yourself in giving this God-given data. If you understand, what is the mark of man? Nobody understands what the mark of man is. And I'm thinking, and I'm asserting that it is your biometrics because you are unique. We already know we're unique. And there's so many different things that mark you as unique, from your fingerprints, thumbprints, facial, retina, all of these different things. That way they have all your biometrics information, and so now they can provide you the accesses and control you as well as society any way they see fit. That's where we're going, and I truly believe that is it. Now, I do want to reach out and get a hold of Orlean Kolk with the Eagle Form. Remember, she wrote that book regarding Whoa, Nelly, about 5G and all of that. I want to talk to her about what SpaceX is doing, because SpaceX is out to launch an internet satellite network for you, the consumer. And Elon Musk believes that this can generate all the revenue they need to develop more advanced rockets and spaceships, he said on Wednesday. The full Starlink network, get this, will consist of almost 12,000 satellites flying close to the planet, closer than most international space stations, in what is known as a low Earth orbit. So how much radiation are we going to be subjected to? How much harm is this going to cause to you, your children, and so forth? And there's nothing you can do about it. Are you kidding me? We better get, if you're not going to take a stand, because this may be the one thing that kills lots of people. They're going to be frying us. And I'm going, folks, what's it take? What is it going to take to start at least getting you somewhat active to say, you know what? I am not going to become chattel. I'm not going to let them rule. What are your liberties worth? Please get involved. Reach out to us, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We're here to help, and we're not from the government. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we do need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.